This morning, the 2018 Mark and Yvette Moran Nib Literary Awards celebrated excellence in research and writing around Australia. The main award went to Helen Lewis for her non-fiction work, The Dead Still Cry Out, which tells the true story about her father, a British paratrooper and combat cameraman who filmed the liberation of Bergen-Belsen concentration camp in northern Germany. Helen told me about how her deep research into her father's military history was prompted by a childhood discovery.
I was about 6 or 7 and I liked to play in the cupboard under the stairs. And this particular day I found a big envelope which was in a suitcase of my father's things. It was sealed and I opened it up. There were 5 large images of Bergen-Belsen concentration camp, although I'm not sure whether I knew that at that stage. I knew it was something awful because there was a sort of wasted landscape of wasted people, impossibly starved, and pits of bodies and things like this. It was horrific, and I just tucked them back into the envelope and into the suitcase, and I never said anything.
That would have been such a shock. Was it something that impacted your childhood?
Well, no. I mean, that's the strange thing. I always remembered doing it, but it wasn't until I started to research this book that I actually connected with any emotional response to it. It just sort of played in my mind like this silent film where there was no particular emotion attached to it. And then suddenly one day the emotion came out, and it was really quite disturbing to think that I'd been carrying that all that time and that I hadn't realised.
And it's not something that you ever discussed with your father?
No, because like many people who came back from the war and who'd had traumatic experiences, he was reluctant to talk about those. And although I knew the gist of what he'd done, that he'd fought in North Africa and that he'd filmed in the Battle of Arnhem and that he'd filmed the liberation of Bergen-Belsen concentration camp, I didn't really know the details.
In tracking the history attached to your father's experience, does it give you that stronger empathy for him and for what he brought home?
Yes, I think we very much take our parents for granted when we're children. But, you know, after researching the story and then looking back, I realised it explained a lot of his moodiness. Because he could be lots of fun and then his mood would suddenly change and become very dark. And I realised it's classic PTSD he was suffering. And I realised as I researched that he carried an enormous burden having witnessed this.
How did you undertake the research?
I thought I was just going to do a bit of research and write something for the family. But then as I got further into it, I realised this was a big story and that it needed to be told. And when I realised that I was having a lot of trouble dealing with the Belsen images and how I could deal with them and what I needed to know about them, I went back to university and I did a PhD. I did a lot of research around the broadcasting of images of atrocity and the ethics of broadcasting them and even the aesthetics involved in filming them. So that was my thesis. And then I wanted to turn it into a book that more people could read. In doing so, I did reconstructions within the biography memoir, and that was led to some very fine-grained research even about what the weather was like and the places he went to, because people in their oral history, which I based a lot of it on, can be very vague, and so you have to supply a lot of the background yourself. I travelled a lot to archives in the UK and in the Netherlands and in Germany. Many hours of reading various accounts of the battles and events that he was involved in.
I imagine there's an immense pressure in terms of doing the right thing by a war history in particular. Did that weigh on you throughout the process?
Not having had much to do with military history, I had to do a lot of learning about the way it's told, because I had to rely on some early accounts, particularly with the North Africa campaign. And then I had to make my own decisions about how I would deal with that. You know, I knew it was military history, but that wasn't the only thing I was writing about. I really was writing about the way we see. And I think one of the things that I learnt in researching the Belsen images was that there's a difference between looking and seeing, and that seeing is a very engaged and cognitive process where you think about who took the image and why they took it and what they're trying to convey and what lasting impact that image has. It became a lot more than just a military history to me.
Do you feel your father would have looked more deeply and, I guess, seen more clearly perhaps some of the situations he was in than others who could move through it quicker?
Yes, he was a cinematographer principally. He did take photos and he spent 10 days filming Bergen-Belsen, and he'd already been in battle, and like many of the men who went there to film, they were all hardened to battle. I mean, they'd seen some terrible sights, but nothing prepared any of them for what they were to find, and you get a sense from all these different accounts how shocked they were to find this place. And for my father, even more so, because being Jewish, this suddenly brought home to him all the things his parents had said about why they had fled Poland in the early part of the century. And it suddenly became real for him in a way that it hadn't before. So it was a huge and life-changing experience for him.
How do you think your father would feel about your book?
I think he would be very pleased that the story has been told, because one of the things he said to me years ago when some people came to interview him, it was the first time I really realised how much it weighed upon him. He said, you know, why do I have to keep telling this over and over again? Isn't it enough? I took the film. I think he sort of knew that it wasn't, that people needed the full story. And in a way, I think I've done that for him. I've set it down and I've kind of set him free of that burden.
Helen Lewis, recipient of the 2018 Mark and Yvette Nib Literary Award for her work, The Dead Still Cry Out.